Perry Varsity Girls Basketball Coach Mike Long will turn in his resignation as Varsity Head Basketball Coach today, effective for the upcoming school year. Mike Long has coached the Jayettes for 37 seasons and has amassed over 550 career wins while guiding four different Perry teams to the state program. Coach, why the decision to resign today?
Well, Sean, it's gotten tougher and tougher each year to get kids to do the stuff that they need to do in the summertime to make themselves good. And this past season, after when we had our banquet, I told the kids that I would do it for one more year if they would be dedicated and show up to the stuff in the summer. And first week, we had everybody there, and they were at our weekend games. And then the next week, some of our kids that are going to be very important to the team for the next year didn't show up for the Sunday game either. And, I had told them that that's the way it had to be, and so I had no other choice. So I just decided not to do it. Didn't want to do that because I still want to coach. But in order for us to be good and play at the level that I want us to play at, we need to be there together as a team and work all summer. That's the only way that you can get good and be able to compete with the Ballards and the Boones and the Carlisles, because all their kids play AAU basketball during the summertime. And so I just felt like if the kids weren't going to be dedicated enough to do it, then it's time for me to move on.
I know this had to be a very difficult decision for you, and you look at what you have accomplished at Perry in your 37 years. You have a state championship under the belt. Take us through some of the best memories that you've had coaching this Perry program and really putting girls basketball on the map as far as consistent success.
Well, I mean, every year it's been special to me because of the relationships that you have with the various girls. And I guess my very first year, I took over a team that had only won one game the previous year. And we ended up, I think we were 9-10 or 9-11. And I was disappointed at the end of that season because we'd only won 9 games. I wanted to be over 500. And when we were coming back from Ames, we'd lost to Ames High School in the district tournaments. Jackie Sapp was my assistant at that time. And she said, "Coach, listen to that." And I couldn't hear anything but the bus running. And she said, I said, "What is it?" She says, "Well, all the girls are crying." She says, "You've got them. You know, you've got them. It means something to them." And so that one game was special just because I think we turned the corner, and from that point on, we were pretty good each and every year. Of course, the 2002 team was something special because we went through the season and didn't lose a game. And I think one of the teams that I'll never forget is this last season. I think it kind of typified my teams in that we had kids that might not have been as good as some of the other schools had, some of the players, but they played very, very hard. And they did everything that I asked of them. And many games, I think Mr. Marburger told me today that there was 12 games where we only played 5 girls. And they just busted their butts the whole time, and we were very, very successful. And so I think that team is going to be one of the teams that I'll never forget.
Mike, you've coached over 3 different decades of athletes, in particular high school girls, in this sport. And one of the great challenges of coaching is to keep up with the changes, whether that be on the court, off the court, work ethics, some of those factors. Where have you seen the biggest change as far as the athletes of today, say, compared to 10 years ago?
Well, you know, I don't think we've had a change in the athletes. I think we've had a change in parents. Because when I first started coaching, parents would tell the kids, "You're going to be out for basketball," and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it wasn't uncommon for us to have 30 or 40 kids in the gym for open gym. And now I think sometimes parents just, you know, they maybe baby their kids too much and tell them that, well, if you don't want to play, then that's fine, don't play. But I think athletics is so important to kids because it keeps them out of trouble, for one thing. And then there's a lot of lessons that you're going to learn in athletics. So I know when the kids were back for that 40 season reunion, that was one of the things that most of the players mentioned to me, is that I taught them discipline that they still use even today in their jobs and with their own kids. And that kind of makes you feel good that you had that kind of an impact on people.
What type of communication is there? Because this has to be a cooperative effort to get kids to play year round. And I've known you long enough. I've called your games for 19 years. I know you believe in having athletes compete in as many sports as possible. So the key is cooperation among varsity coaches to allow kids to practice the non-in-season sport when time allows, correct? And how is that process at Perry, do you feel?
Well, sometimes I don't think it's as good as what it should be. I don't feel that me as a coach or me as a parent can tell either my own kids. I never told my own kids they couldn't practice something during an off season, and I don't think us as coaches can do that either. I encourage all my players, whether they're baseball players or basketball players, I want them doing other things. I listened to a thing on ESPN the other day about a quarterback coach in the NFL for the Cardinals, and one of the last things that he said is that make sure your kids play as many sports as possible, because the more athletic competition that they get into, it's going to make them a better athlete in the sport that's the one that they're going to try to play in college or in the pros. And for some reason, they think they need to specialize. And I know we've had girls basketball players that try to specialize, and I always encourage them to play other sports. I want them doing other things than just basketball. I think your muscles need to rest, and different sports will help them develop better.
In your opinion, Mike, has AAU become a hindrance or an asset for high school coaches?
A hindrance, definitely. They do a good job of teaching offensive skills, but they do nothing as far as teamwork, and they do absolutely nothing as far as defense. We were fortunate enough to win a state championship, and we won it with defense. We averaged 30 points defensively a game. And when you're playing great defense, you're always going to have a chance to win, because there's going to be nights if you don't shoot very well. So, yeah, I think it's a definite hindrance today.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of disappointed Perry fans. They've enjoyed watching your teams through the years. The good news is baseball still up in the air for next summer. Take us through the mindset as far as remaining as the Blue Jays skipper in the summer.
Well, you know, we've got to do some things differently to get more kids out. You have a problem with kids saying, well, I'm not going to come out this year because I don't think I got a chance to start, so I think I'll wait and come back out next year. Athletes can't take a year off. You know, it hurts you. So we've got to do something to get more kids out. We've got to do something down the lower grades to get more kids playing baseball. When I first came to Perry 40 years ago, they had, at the senior league level, we had six teams with 15 kids on a team. So we had 90 kids that were coming up and coming through our program. You know, and now we had one team this year, and I think they only had 10 kids on the team, and two of the 10 were from Woodward Granger. So we've only got 8 kids coming up into our program for next year. So for some reason, the younger kids aren't playing like they used to. And so we've got to come up with a solution for that to get them more, to encourage them to get out for baseball and play more baseball.